Your Suffering is Never Wasted by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is Romans 5, 3 through 4. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. I used to read verses like Romans 5, 3 through 4 and squirm in my seat. I wanted to believe and experience those promises, but at the same time, deep down in my heart, I was afraid that suffering wasn't quite worth it after all. I also was confused about the true definition of suffering. I assumed it had to be something huge and life-changing to even count, and who wanted to think about things like that? I tended to avoid verses like those instead, and just hope that the Lord would take it easy on me. Today, I realize that suffering counts in a lot of different ways. According to the dictionary, suffering is defined as the state of undergoing pain, distress, or hardship. In some seasons of our lives, this could mean a big event, loss, or grief, but most of the time, it looks a lot like daily frustrations and trials. Suffering is persecution for your faith, but it's also a struggling bank account. It's chronic illness, and it's a temporary sinus infection. It's losing someone we love to death, and it's losing someone we love to a fight or conflict. Don't write off the smaller hard things in your life. Choose to apply biblical wisdom to those too, because it's all for a purpose. Ultimately, it's for our good and God's glory. If you view a minor hardship in your life through the lens of Romans 5, 3 through 4, everything changes. You gain more patience. You think this really annoying case of hives that won't clear up is a form of suffering. And instead of being frustrated, you pray and see opportunities to let it produce endurance in your life. Instead of dismissing that misunderstanding with a friend, you can see it as a chance to glean character from suffering. Instead of being upset over being mocked for your beliefs, you realize it will bring about fresh hope in your faith. This view changes everything. Of course, the same principles apply to the bigger storms we experience as well. None of those hard things are wasted. Consider what the psalmist said in Psalm 119. Psalm 119:67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. And just a few verses later, Psalm 119:71. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. I got to experience this truth firsthand after an unwanted divorce. My relationship with God after that season in my life was never the same. It was better, bigger, deeper, more real and sustainable. Before I was afflicted by this particular suffering, I went astray. I veered from God. I was apathetic. I was a Christian, but I'd never needed God the way I did after I was abandoned and rejected by my husband. It was good for me to go through that because I saw God's word in a different light. I learned his statutes. I kept his word because I needed it to survive. My affliction wasn't wasted, and neither is yours. Whether you're dealing with something big or small in the suffering department today, suffer well. Don't give up. Let it produce endurance, character, and hope in your life. God's promises are true, and it will be worth it.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.